Welcome to Victory Bible Time, sponsored by Victory Baptist Church of Codin, Alabama. Victory Bible Time appreciates your listening to the broadcast each time and pray it is a blessing to you. And stay tuned at the end of today's broadcast for the address. The speaker is Brother Robert Reed, pastor of Victory Baptist Church. And now, Brother Reed.
Well, greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glad to have you with us again by radio. And we hope and pray that the radio broadcast is a blessing to all. Now, we're reading from the book of Acts. Notice with me, as we come to the book of Acts, we're in chapter 11. And I'd like to read verse 18 just to begin our message here today. We're titling our message today, Repentance Unto Life. Now, on this radio broadcast, we have spoken on repentance before. This will be a similar message, but we want to speak today a message titled, Repentance Unto Life. In verse 18, the context, and we'll speak about that a little bit more after we read the text, but the context of chapter 11 is showing the faith of Cornelius and his household, that is, the first Gentile converts in the New Testament that comes to saving faith in Jesus Christ. And it says this, it says, "And when they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life." Heavenly Father, we do pray your blessings and anointing to be upon the reading of Holy Scripture today. And Father, we do pray that you save that soul that's nearest hell. We pray, Lord, that you'll edify the saints of God, for it's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. And again, let me welcome you to the broadcast. Thank you for being a part of the broadcast today, and we do hope that it is a blessing. Before we get into the scripture, let me make mention of resources that are available to you free of charge. We have many resources that you can take advantage of, and our website is biblicaltruth.info. That is biblicaltruth.info, I-N-F-O. The reason I give you that website is that we have literally hundreds of sermons and articles. There's other things. We got some transcripts. We also have some psalm singing things. We have some articles also in Spanish. But the main thing that is on this website is hundreds of sermons and also articles. An article is simply a sermon in print. Now, the sermons that are preached, most of them on the website are full-length sermons that have been preached in our church. The articles are just simply articles on different subjects and topics that we have written over the years. Most of them are very small, loaded with Scripture, and so I hope that you'll take advantage of this resource. Again, that website is biblicaltruth.info, I-N-F-O. You can also find us at sermonaudio.com, that is sermonaudio.com. There's many other ministers on that particular website, and so if you go to sermonaudio.com, you would need to go to the sidebar and come down to the section titled Speakers and type in my name, which is Robert Reed, and that would carry you to our home page. Again, if you go to sermonaudio.com, that's the procedure. If you go to biblicaltruth.info, you'll be automatically on our website. Now, notice with me as we come here again to this text. Now, when we talk about repentance unto life, what I want to do this morning is speak to you for a few moments about the importance of repentance and the meaning of repentance, and then last of all, the fruit of repentance. And I would say to you is that please go to our website. We have several sermons on repentance and also an article. And again, we pray that that would help you in coming to a better understanding of this particular subject. So we see, first of all, the importance of repentance in the text that we have just read. And we find this is Peter's sermon that he is preaching. He goes to Cornelius, Gentiles. This is the first time that Gentiles are have been preached to, or that the Lord had sent his disciples to. Cornelius, we could call him, I guess, the first Gentile convert. And what has happened here is that as you back up into chapter 10, beginning in verse 1, Cornelius receives a vision, Peter receives a vision, and Cornelius sends for Peter, and Peter the apostle comes to Cornelius and his household and brings unto them the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is how that people are saved. People are saved by hearing the gospel. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so Cornelius, as we read chapter 10, we find that they believe. Because in chapter 10, in verse 44, it says, "While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word," verse 45 through 48. He says, "And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnified God. Then answered Peter, Can any man forbid water, that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days." So we find that as Peter goes and preaches, he's preaching unto them repentance and faith. And verse 18 says that they were granted repentance unto life. Now I want to come down to chapter 11 again. And it says here in verse 16, "Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized you with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them the like gift, as he did unto us who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I should withstand God?" Verse 18, "When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying," now here's our statement again that we started with, "Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life." He's speaking of eternal life, which comes by the Holy Spirit. The gift of the Holy Spirit is talking about eternal life, our salvation that God gives to us in Jesus Christ. Now, we see the importance of repentance. I'm going to give you a definition in just a moment. But the importance of repentance is seen all through the Bible. There's over 100 references in the Bible about repentance, and about 60 of those references are in the New Testament. Now, the question is, can a person just believe and be saved? Can a person just pray and be saved? Another question we must ask, how do we present salvation to those that's not repented? Now, notice with me, I'm coming to Acts chapter 3 and verse 19. Now, again, there will be a full-length sermon on repentance. As a matter of fact, two or three sermons on repentance on our website that we go into a lot more detail than we can do here on the short time that we have on the radio broadcast. But in chapter 3 and in verse 19 in the book of Acts, again, the Apostle Peter, he said, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Notice that repentance is closely associated with forgiveness or remission of sins or with conversion. He said, repent ye therefore and be converted in this passage. In chapter 5, verse 27 through 31, repentance is connected with forgiveness of sins. In chapter 13, verse 24, is connected with John's ministry, for he preached the baptism of repentance. But please notice with me, in chapter 20, we find that the gospel is summarized as repentance toward God and faith toward Jesus Christ. Together, repentance and faith, they bring salvation to the soul of an individual. And Acts chapter 20, verse 21 says, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is an amazing statement because when we consider repentance and faith, they together bring salvation to the soul. Again, we find that repentance is commanded in Acts chapter 17 and in verse 30 and 31. God commands all men everywhere to repent. He's talking about the sinner coming to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, repentance is mentioned in chapter 26, verse 20, and in verse 28. Repentance there, we see the fruit of repentance, which is salvation and good works. Good works has never saved a soul, but good works is the fruit of salvation. The Lord Jesus, his first sermon, according to Matthew 4:17, was about repentance, and his last sermon, Luke 24, verse 47, in giving the disciples what we call today the Great Commission, again, the Lord Jesus is saying to them, repentance and remission of sins. Repentance was preached by all of the prophets, by the Lord Jesus Christ, by John the Baptist, and all of the apostles. Now, what is the meaning of repentance? Well, basically, repentance means a change of mind accompanied with sorrow and regret, resulting with a change of life. Now, repentance has the ideal of a feeling of regret, for the first reference to repentance is in Genesis 6, 5 through 8. In that passage, we find God repented and was regretful or sorrowful that he had made man, and what followed was judgment. Now, God never has to repent of transgression, according to Numbers 23 and verse 19. God does not repent as man repents. Man must repent of his sins and his rebellion against God, that is, going his own way. Now, when we find that God repents, it simply means that he, in Genesis 6, that he changed his mind and felt regret about man and brought judgment, brought the universal flood upon the world, saving only Noah and his family. So repentance is basically an about-face. It's an about-face. It is a permanent change of direction. Why? Because we started out going the wrong way. So, to repent means it has the ideal of to return or a U-turn, a 180 degrees, in other words, stop and turn around. Repentance is seeing ourselves as God sees us. Again, we find that in Acts chapter 20, verse 21, in order to be saved, there must be repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. through repentance, we are acknowledging our sins and our rebellion against God. And we're confessing that before God. And then we turn to Jesus Christ and put our faith in Him, because He is the only substitute for our salvation. So repentance is clearly taught in the Scripture. And again, in Luke chapter 3, verses 3 through 14, John the Baptist demanded evidence of repentance before that he would baptize certain individuals. And so, basically, the meaning of repentance, it has the ideal of seeing ourselves as God sees us. To change our mind, to change our directions. The Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 1:9, they had worshipped idols, and that was their sin, or one of their sins. The Bible says they turned from their idols to God. They repented of that sin and to serve the true and the living God. So it is a turning unto with a turning from. That's the ideal of repentance. And also we see the fruit of repentance in the Scripture. Again, John the Baptist, Matthew 3 and verse 8, he wanted evidence before he would literally baptize those. And he said unto them in Matthew 3, 8, bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance. In other words, those who had repented and chose to follow the Lord will have a repentant heart. And so clearly in the Scripture, repentance is a biblical doctrine. In Luke chapter 5, verse 31 through 32, there is a call to repentance, as in Luke 13, verse 3 and 5. It says there, repent or perish. Now, there are those mentioned in the book of Revelation that refused to repent. They kept on doing their sins. That's in Revelation 9, verse 20 and 21, and also in Revelation chapter 16, verse 8 and 9. Again, in 2 Timothy 2:25, true repentance is acknowledging the truth. It's acknowledging the truth. Even Christians are called upon to repent, as in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 8 through 11, and the seven churches of Asia. At least five of those churches in Revelation 2 and 3, the Lord called upon them to repent. So repentance applies, first of all, to the sinner, that they might acknowledge their sin, turn to God, and be saved by faith in Jesus Christ. And secondly, we find that repentance also has to do with the Christian. The Christian, when we fall into sin or we rebel against God, we fail God, we are to repent of that sin or that rebellion against God Almighty. Now, again, I want to read Acts chapter 17, because we find here Paul, the apostle, is on Mars Hill, and he is preaching to them. He's showing them the true and living God in verses 23, 24, 25. He's declaring unto them the God of the universe, the creator of all things. And then we come down to verse 29, 30, and 31. He said, forasmuch then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Now notice with me in verse 31. Verse 31. He said, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he raised him from the dead. I want you to just think about that just for a moment. Just think about what he's saying here, verse 30, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Why? Verse 31, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge all men in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance to all men, in that he raised him from the dead. So the only way that we can be saved is through repentance and faith. Repentance and faith. Repentance is not a work any more than faith is. Repentance and faith. A repentance toward God, it is God whom we have sinned against, and a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I want to read in 2 Peter chapter 3, and I want you to listen to the wording of the text that we're coming to. And before I read, he's going to be dealing with repentance or perish. That's the only two options that we have, repentance or perish. But repentance basically is a sinner raising the white flag of surrender to God. Repentance is a sinner raising the white flag of surrender to God. We find that repentance is really more than a sinner's prayer. Repentance is not just bringing the sinner to a decision. It's that he really acknowledges his sin, confesses his sin before God, admits to God that he has broken God's law, that he has sinned. He has an Adamic sin nature within him, and that he has sinned and rebelled before God. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So when we come to the subject of repentance, I want to close in 2 Peter 3:9, but I want to begin reading in verse 7. The Lord says here in 2 Peter 3, verses 7 through 9, it says, "But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day." Verse 9, now this is the verse I'm after. He said in verse 9, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise." Now that promise is mentioned in verse 4. It's the promise of his coming. "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Notice that God is long-suffering. He has been very long-suffering with humanity. He has been long-suffering with you and also with me. But he says here that he's not willing that any should perish. It's either repent or perish. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. Think about this, dearly beloved. Salvation is in God. Salvation is in the Lord Jesus Christ. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. All our righteousness are as filthy rags. So the Bible says repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. We must become before a holy and righteous God and admit that we have sinned. We must change our mind about ourselves and our sins and what we're trusting in, and change our mind about who that God is, and put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation is in Christ. The Bible said in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Jesus Christ died for our sins at Calvary's cross. He was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scripture. He died for our sins. And we can be saved, but the Bible says there must be repentance and faith. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel is summarized in those two statements, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. I beg of you today, those of you that are listening to my voice, that if you have never been saved, if you've never been converted or born again, that let this be the day that you turn unto the Lord Jesus Christ, you turn unto God through repentance, and you turn toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that he was the sacrifice for your sins, the Lord and Savior, the creator of the universe. In other words, putting your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And God has promised in his holy word that he would save you. And our prayer is that that might be the case. Well, our time is just about come and gone. We want to thank you again for listening to the broadcast. If you've been saved through the broadcast, drop us a note. We'd love to hear from you. It's an encouragement not only to myself, but also to the church. And if you've just enjoyed the program, we would also love to hear from you as well. Please remember our resources, biblicaltruth.info, that is biblicaltruth.info, I-N-F-O, and also sermonaudio.com. As I mentioned earlier, we literally have hundreds of articles and sermons that are on that website. And again, most of these sermons are full-length sermons that have been preached in our church over a number of years. Well, again, it's our privilege to be able to come to you by radio. And I just pray today that you'll think about the words that we've brought to you, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Lord will give you faith because you've heard it. If you'll believe it, the Lord will bring you to saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing more wonderful or more greater than knowing where that you're going to spend eternity. The Bible says that we can be saved and know it. And so we're very grateful for that. God has not left us in the dark, but you can have eternal life today, and you can rejoice in that eternal life. Well, until next time, may God richly bless you.
You have been listening to Victory Bible Time with Brother Robert Reed, pastor of Victory Baptist Church. The address, Victory Baptist Church, P.O. Box 257, Codin, Alabama, 36523. Location in Codin, Alabama, on Bellengrass Road, about 3 miles south of Bellengrass Gardens. Times of services, Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Again, thank you for listening to Victory Bible Time, Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. on WOSM FM 103.1. Until next time, may the Lord's blessings be upon you.